The 11 proven prospecting pointers every recruiter needs to know. Did you know the most vital part of a sale using the Impact Selling System is seldom accomplished in the tie-up step? It's actually what takes place in the investigate step before your first face-to-face meeting with your lead even begins. Sure, most recruiters out there can go out and find people to talk to, and certainly they think they can lay a mean sales pitch on anybody who'll listen to them long enough. And many recruiters will tell you they are extremely busy all the time because they are remarkably effective at getting to see people. Those are the same recruiters who believe the old adage, if you throw enough garbage against the wall, some of it will stick. Unfortunately, there just aren't enough hours in the day for them to succeed. You see, the real issue is not how often you tell your story, but to whom and how you tell your story. It's the difference between looking everywhere for opportunities and creating your own opportunities. The real truth is, the better job of prospecting and preparing you do, the better your chances of gaining more accessions. Top recruiters look at prospecting like doing good detective work. The difference being that a detective is looking for one guilty suspect, and the recruiter is actually looking for as many leads as possible. Furthermore, great recruiters are just as diligent about searching for leads as detectives are about crooks. You know, in recruiting, a suspect is someone you know nothing about. On the other hand, a lead is a person you have heard about or perhaps opened limited communication with. Someone who may have a need you can satisfy, although they may not even know it. A person who may or may not have the authority and the ability to qualify for the Air National Guard recruiting opportunity, and who may or may not listen to you. But look at what differentiates a lead from a qualified applicant. A qualified applicant is someone with whom you've established trust and rapport, who has a need that you can satisfy, and they know they have that need, and they display a sense of urgency about satisfying that need. They also have the authority and the tentative ability to qualify for the Air National Guard opportunity, and they've agreed to listen to you. Unfortunately, many recruiters spend too much of their most productive selling time, their prime time, so to speak, trying to sell to leads instead of making presentations to qualified applicants. And as you can see, your closing average with leads will always be much lower than it would be for the same amount of time invested with qualified applicants. So let's look at a very important prospecting principle. The better job you do of finding qualified applicants, the higher your closing average will be. It's as simple as that. You can significantly boost your recruiting impact by making it a habit to spend your prime selling time, the time of day when you are at your physical and mental selling best, with the most qualified applicants you can find. To do that, you'll need to readjust your daily calendar by scheduling peripheral time to prospect for leads and to try to move them to the category of qualified applicants. Did you notice we said scheduling time for prospecting? Most recruiters really enjoy selling. However, they don't like prospecting nearly as much, and as a result, they only do it when they have to, or when there's some time left over at the end of the day. The problem is that on most days, there's no time left for prospecting. It's been spent doing something else, perhaps more enjoyable, but not as important. The same way you schedule sales appointments, you should also schedule time for prospecting. Blocks of time where you do nothing else but search for new leads. So, with that in mind, let's talk about some prospecting pointers that every recruiter out there can use. The following ideas for productive prospecting have been tested and proven effective by leading recruiters across the nation. 1. Treat prospecting as the lifeblood of your recruiting career, because it is. Focus on quality. It's the only way you can spend most of your prime selling time with qualified applicants. Focus on quantity. Your success depends on having enough solid leads. Focus on consistency. A steady supply of qualified applicants can enable you to avoid slumps and plateaus, eliminate call reluctance and procrastination, and keep you from pressuring your current applicants. Do it now. Don't procrastinate. Increasing your prospecting effectiveness is the fastest way to boost your accessions. 2. Treat prospecting as your most valuable time management tool. Remember that you're always looking for a better way to leverage your time. Use it to avoid wasting prime time on people who are not qualified to say yes. Use it to ensure you always have enough qualified applicants to keep you productively busy. And avoid wasting time through sloppy or haphazard prospecting. 3. Take an organized approach, but never at the expense of activity. Never keep the names of leads on scraps of paper or self-adhesive notepads. Use your computerized system because you should never lose or forget about valuable leads. Be late on promised follow-up calls or visits. Waste time looking for lost information. Fail to do mailings or other footwork because of a disorganized lead list. Become a compulsive procrastinator when it comes to developing your lead inventory. 4. Always keep alert for suspects who can eventually become qualified applicants because they become qualified leads. Develop a prospecting mindset that automatically asks, "Is this person a lead?" Assume all suspects are leads until proven otherwise. Keep searching for new places to look for leads. Cultivate mutually beneficial relationships with anyone who can give you leads or open doors for you. Take full advantage of every effort by the Air National Guard to generate leads. Make it your policy to always secure referrals from your happy, satisfied accessions. 5. Stay in touch with current leads by working your Parthenons. Keep in mind the top of the consciousness principle that states, the only certain way to ensure that your applicants think of you first is through frequent, repetitious contact. Others are always competing for your lead's attention. You never know when your lead's motivation to commit will suddenly and dramatically increase. You need to be sure that the lead thinks of you and your opportunity first when he or she evaluates how to fulfill his or her needs. 6. Work on your zone, not in your zone. Shape your recruiting environment. Don't simply react to it. Be proactive. Get out of your office and help formulate the message leads and influencers are hearing about the Air National Guard. Look everywhere for the slightest clue indicating that the lead's buying status might be changing. Become the recruiter everyone thinks about first, last, and always. 7. Network your lead inventory regularly. Keep in regular contact with your leads and influencers. Don't let them forget who you are and be sure the contact numbers and addresses they provided you are still current. Maintain a positive attitude about prospecting. Make a game out of it. 8. Work hard at referral selling. Constantly search for people who can give you a referral for every suspect on your list. Or better still, will they make a contact for you? Keep in contact with satisfied applicants you help join the Air National Guard. Ask them to speak with people who share similar interests. 9. Respect organizational structures. Never violate the formal structure of an organization, but master an understanding of the informal. School visitation programs are a good example. Adhere to the formal school visitation policies, but understand there are probably people below the principal's level who can be of great assistance to you in influencing the school's administrators. Utilize the chain of command when dealing with military organizations. 10. Identify who fulfills three roles before proceeding too far: the buffer, the lead, and the advocate. Understand who can say yes and who can say no. 11. Research in advance. Do as much advanced spade work to gather as much information as you can before you ever engage the lead. There you have it. 11 pointers to help you prospect more effectively. Let's state the list again. 1. Treat prospecting as the lifeblood of your recruiting career, because it is. 2. Treat prospecting as your most valuable time management tool. 3. Take an organized approach, but never at the expense of activity. 4. Always keep alert for suspects who can eventually become qualified applicants after they become qualified leads. 5. Stay in touch with current leads by working your Parthenons. 6. Work on your zone, not in your zone. 7. Network your lead inventory regularly. 8. Work hard at referral selling. 9. Respect organizational structures. 10. Identify the key roles. And 11. Research in advance. Finally, above all, have fun. And never forget that the more qualified applicants you find, the easier your job becomes.